continue this. The next day, I'll probably post it the next day, a podcast, if the DaBaby album is great. Because I watch, like, I listen to a little bit. He posted on his Instagram, right? And it seemed, I listened to one song. It was fire, bro. It was fire.
So, yeah, like I said, I didn't post it the next day, but still, I want to talk about DaBaby's new album, Kirk, even though it's been released for a while now. Nah, I like a couple of his songs. Like, Intro. Intro is, like, he's talking about his dad and stuff. I like Bop. Bop's pretty cool. So is Vibes. Gospel is pretty nice. But the other, like, Raw shit. Raw, we're featuring Migos, is, I like it. But the other songs, though, I feel like he could have done better. And, like, really, though, like, I'm not saying that these songs are bad. Like, this is actually good. These are, like, it's still good. And, I mean, the baby's really popping right now. It's like when Cardi B was popping, getting all of these features. Like, the baby was on Panini. Like, he's getting all these features right now. But will he soon, like, die, though? Because if I'm really, like, trying to say stuff, I mean, Cardi B could have been more better if you, like, Cardi B doesn't have really that good songs no more. Like, unless you want to say that feature with Lil Nas. Like, but what if, like, her own songs, though? Like, I want to hear one of her own songs. Like, she had a song. Like, no. The last good song, like, that isn't featuring Ed Sheeran, because Ed Sheeran is just now popping because they brought, she brought Travis Scott to one of his songs. I would say Please Me with Bruno. That's all I got. That's it. Please Me. The best song, it's either Bodak Yellow or I Like It Like That. Like, that's what I mean. But if I'm talking about, like, albums that are the best, like, and recently came out, I'm gonna say Lil TJ. Bro, it's his first album. And it's amazing. Like, okay, I don't know if, like, other people like this song, but I like One Take. One Take is just, like, it just has feeling into it. FN, You Have Brothers, Hold On, Leaked, all of that. And then he was just featuring on the song, Pop Out. And Lil TJ is just, he's gonna be like a star soon. So, yeah. Like, if I'm talking about, like, people who are, like, who are just, like, popping right now, who are just popping right now, if I'm talking about them, I'm about to say DaBaby, Lil TJ, and NLE Chopper. Those are, like, I feel like those are my top three. Top three people is gonna be them, because these other people been popping. Like, if you're talking about Travis, Antidote, Goosebumps, like, they've been popping. Like, I don't know. Like, if you guys disagree, like, because I feel like they've been popping. Like, Gunna, Juice WRLD, NBA YoungBoy, Gucci Mane, Blueface. And, well, yeah, and he's, like, around there, but, like, not around there. Like, YW Melly been popping. Well, at least for me, he been popping. Because, like, look, YW Melly, he produces some great music. Like, I feel like some of you people know from Mixed Personalities, 223, because I see y'all TikToks now. All of that music's about 223s, okay? But I've been there since the 772. And that was pretty nice. Like, that I liked. Like, when you're in your feelings, that's the song that you want to hear. Like, you feel? Like, you have so many sad songs in the world. You have so many this and that. But you don't have no rap love songs. If you want rap love songs, you listen to Post Malone. But no, you just listen to 772 YW Melly, you know? You feel? Like, yeah.